But first, we turn to a hunger strike said to be underway at a maximum security prison in Southwest Virginia. Inmates at Red Onion State Prison began refusing food today, according to activists, including John Tuzju, who joins us in studio and is a member of the newly formed Solidarity with Virginia Prison Hunger Strikers. A January Washington Post editorial discussed the Red Onion State Prison and began with these words. Deep in the heart of Virginia coal country sits a mountaintop prison, its remote location an outward expression of the plight of the inhabitants inside. Some 500 of its 745 inmates are held in solitary confinement, 23 hours a day, 7 days a week, some for years, with virtually no human contact or meaningful stimulation. Those, again, the words of a January Washington Post editorial, which followed on the heels of the Post's Anita Kumar's report on the state prison. Larry Traylor, spokesman for Virginia Department of Corrections, emailed me earlier today saying, Red Onion State Prison has always operated constitutionally and protected the Eighth Amendment rights of offenders and has been nationally accredited by the American Correctional Association. Traylor also said, I am unable to confirm a hunger strike at Red Onion. I am aware of the press conference held earlier today announcing such. We're joined in studio by John Tuzju, a member of Occupy DC's Criminal Injustice Committee and SPARC, as well as a member of the newly formed Solidarity with Virginia Prison Hunger Strikers. He's just back from Richmond, where he took part in the press conference referred to by the Department of Corrections spokesman. Welcome, John.
Thank you for having us.
Well, what's the situation? It's hard to get information and confirmation about what's taking place, but what are you hearing?
Yes. So this is a prison that's deep in the mountains, very isolated. Even in their day-to-day standard operating procedure, it's very difficult to get communication in. Mail is often sent back. Now, because the hunger strike has begun, the unofficial reports say that the entire prison is in lockdown. Communication is going to be very difficult now only. We're going to only be able to communicate through our legal team. So we got word last week from our correspondences that they would be around up to 40 men in two separate segregation pods at Red Onion State Prison would be refusing their first trays at 9 a.m. this morning and will be holding out until their 10 demands are met.
What are those demands?
There are 10 of them. They range from everything from fully cooked food to access to hygienic products, access to products to clean their cells with, to also the segregation, indefinite segregation. Many of these men have been held in solitary confinement. That's 23 hours a day, locked down in single cells, tiny cells, windowless ones. For months, and this is against, you know, many human rights organizations are calling this a form of torture, as well as going against the Red Onion State Prison guidelines itself.
And it's not just the Washington Post that has documented some of these concerns, but Human Rights Watch as well has put out a report on this prison.
Yeah, the prison opened up in 1998 in the what was former coal mining towns in southwestern Virginia. Most of the prisoners there are African-American from the urban centers, generally Richmond and Norfolk, 8-9 hours away, separated from their communities and families. So we have a very racially tense situation. And right after it opened in 1999, Human Rights Watch did a report not only on solitary confinement in prisons in this country, across the country, but specifically looking at Red Onion State Prison. And so 10, 12 years later, many of those same concerns, violations, and deplorable conditions there's been no recourse, and prisoners found themselves moving to the hunger strike stages.
One of the list of 10 demands is no retaliation against the organizers. Is that a legitimate concern?
Yes. Generally, when this kind of resistance happens, in prison in particular, since the men and women, in this case men at Red Onion State Prison, are so isolated that often reprisals are meted out by the correctional officers and administrators. That's why it's so important for media and outside individuals to put pressure on these institutions, for the media to call up the prison and ask what's going on, for us to have legal access, because otherwise these men are at the behest of administration that has been already putting them in torture-type situations for years. So, yes, that's a major demand for whenever this is all over, hopefully when the demands are met, that the organizers of this hunger strike won't be retaliated against.
How did you come across this issue?
Well, you know, some of us have come across this through having family of our own or loved ones and friends in the prison system. I've had friends involved, wrapped up in the prison system. Others of us through, you know, many people who have been doing activism around an array of issues have experienced the prison system firsthand. But also, you know, thinking about as anyone concerned with human rights, thinking about someone locked up in 5-point restraints where they strap both arms and legs and hip against the wall for 48 to 72 hours. This is something to organize against. And after having years of correspondence with prisoners inside, you realize that an inside-outside organization really needs to be developed where prisoners and outside organizers are acting together. So that's where a lot of us are coming from.
John Tuju, as we wrap up, I'm thinking of Michelle Alexander's book, The New Jim Crow, and it goes into, it lays out some shocking revelations, including that the United States of America imprisons a higher proportion of its black population than did South Africa at the height of apartheid. In your final thoughts, talk about not just this prison, but you have spent a lot of work on this prison issue in general.
Right. I mean, there's an expansion of prisons in this country. Prisons are becoming more and more profitable, including immigration detention centers. Also quoted in that book is there are more African-American men enslaved today in prison today than were enslaved in 1850. In 1970, there's about 200,000 people incarcerated. Today, there are 2.5 million. There's a growing movement against it. Some call it the new Jim Crow. Other people are looking at these supermax prisons that are being built for profit. So there's a growing movement outside and inside. This hunger strike is connected to the California hunger strikers that were hunger striking, 12,000 of them. This is connected to the Palestinian prison hunger strikers. And all of them inside those prisons know this and are taking inspiration and building a movement against prison, and we need to support them on the outside as well.
Lastly, I wanted to ask about the press conference you had earlier today down in Richmond. How was that?
Yeah, we supporters from the Solidarity with Virginia Prison Hunger Strikers delivered the 10 demands directly to the Virginia Department of Corrections, and we gave it to the warden, we gave it to the two senators, Warner and Webb, as well as the governor, because everybody needs to be notified of these demands. And the prisoners are going to be hunger striking till these demands are met. So as of right now, what we know is the Department of Corrections of Virginia claimed that the demands are, quote, under review. So we're waiting to hear back from them.
And where can people get more information?
So our website is virginiaprisonstrike.blogspot.com. On there we'll be posting any updates that we hear from inside prison. Hopefully we'll be getting in touch with some of the men shortly.
And you mentioned the way to get in touch with folks, you have to rely on lawyers.
Right now, yes. We're going through legal mail, and our legal team is trying to get access, because right now, since communication is shut down, they won't allow people other than lawyers to communicate with the prisoners inside to know what's going on.
Do you have a sense of how long the strikers will be conducting the hunger strike?
It's unclear. The prisoners are the one who's initiated it and gave us word on the outside to help support this. So really, it's a decision that they will be making. We can look at past hunger strikes that have taken place in prisons. Sometimes it goes on for weeks. From our understanding, the initial groups will be committing to a one-week hunger strike and then regrouping from there, depending on what negotiations they can get from the administration. But in California, as we saw, though the CDC in California deny it, one man even died from hunger striking for many weeks. So this could be a weeks-long standoff.
Thanks so much, John Tuju, who is a member of Occupy DC's Criminal Justice Committees with SPARC and is part of the newly formed Solidarity with Virginia Prison Hunger Strikers. He's just back from Richmond, where he took part in a press conference where they spoke out against what's taking place at the Red Onion State Prison.
Thanks, Pete.